Since we all find it difficult to give constructive feedback, we need to remember that there are four steps to giving effective feedback. The first is that feedback should be considered normal. It's an everyday component to the education process. Second, feedback needs to be timely. For maximum effect, feedback should be offered at the time or shortly after the educational session in which you are working with the student. Third, you need to offer the student clear criteria before the education begins. It's often difficult for a student to understand where feedback is coming from if they don't know what they're going to be graded on. For example, if you're looking for H and P's, you can simply say to the student before they go to see the patient, "I'm going to look at how you do your H and P's today." And then, when you're done, you can criticize them or offer feedback on those H and P's. Feedback should always offer a way for the student to improve their education. Always offer a plan of improvement and help the learner become a better physician.